And it's a shame that we don't collect a fee.
那么这个课程呢，我们也是免费的。
No, I'm just joking.
开玩笑了。
Do. Amen. But do you see, at the end of the day, no matter how good we are as a parents, there are certain things we can't control.
很多时候，不管我们作为多么好一个父母，但是总是有些领域我们自己是控制不了的，不在我们的掌控之中。
What we can't control are the things that we can't see.
我们所不能掌控的是我们所不见的事情。
The enemy is attacking your children. The enemy is under camouflage. He is invisible.
所以我们的仇敌在不断的攻击我们的孩子。我们的仇敌好像隐身一样，在不断的来试探他们。
He is a strong man.
他是那个营垒。
An invisible force.
他是一种看不见的能力。
So even when we know how to raise up our children, but eventually there is some things.That we can't deal with because we have a limit.
很多时候，虽然我们知道如何就是有规律的来教养我们的孩子，但是很多事有些事情是不在我们掌控之中。
So we need to know the one that is stronger than our enemy.
所以我们必须要认识那个超乎我们仇敌的那一位。
And we need to make God visible and tangible in our families.
我们要让神在我们的家庭当中是可触摸、可看到的。
So that our children can see, can know, and can touch, can encounter Him.
所以我们的孩子们同样也可以与神相遇。
Because they will never forget that.
因为这样的经历让他们永远不会忘记神。
Amen. And we need to beat away the enemy.
我们必须狠狠地来打击我们的仇敌。
But we can't do it by ourselves.
靠我们自己我们做不了。
We need.The one who is stronger.
我们要靠那个在我们里面胜过在世上强过这世上一切的那一位
to do it.
来帮助我们做到。
And that is why when we try to understand God with our minds, with our knowledge, with the intellect that the world has given us, there is a limitation.
如果我们尝试用我们的知识、智慧和这个世界的所有的认知来帮助我们认识基督的话，那么是很有局限的。
We will struggle.
我们会觉得有挣扎。
That's why many of us are struggling in our relationship with God.
这就是为什么很多基督徒在与神的关系当中有很多的挣扎。
Because we try to understand Him using what the world has taught us, what we have learned about what we think God is.
很多时候我们用世界所教导的东西，或者我们自己对神的认知来尝试理解我们的神。
That's why God means different things to all of us.
所以就是好像对于不同的人来说神的定义也是不同的。
We have different understandings.
我们对于主有不同的认知。
And if we rely on that, which we have learned from partly school, partly from our lives, and partly from Hollywood.
如果我们对主的认知是一部分取决于我们自己的经历或者别人的教导或者这个世界的教导的话。
And so we carry that into Christianity.
我们把这所有的各个方面的那种认知带到我们与主的关系当中。
And then we develop wrong expectations.
我们会对主有一个错误的一个期盼。
Eventually, we come to a point where we think, does God really exist?
然后到最后，可能我们自己的混淆说，神到底有没有存在呢
？If He does, will He really help me?
如果他真的存在，他真的能帮助我吗
？That's where a lot of people are struggling.
这也是很多人在这个方面有挣扎。
You see, there is only one way of correctly seeing God, and it's through the Word of God.
只有一种方法，就是借着主的话语来正确的、真正的认识主。
Not just the Word of God, correctly interpreting the Word of God.
不光只是说主的话语，而且要正确的来解读主的话语。
It's only through the Holy Spirit do we really, truly understand the Bible correctly.
只有借助圣灵的帮助，我们才可以正确的来解读圣经。
We need His help.
我们需要圣灵的帮助
and we need to know him.
我们也需要认识这位圣灵
we need to know that he is with us all the time.
我们需要知道说圣灵时时与我们同在
and that the Holy Spirit will find a way to explain things to you.
圣灵会借着他的方式来向我们解释
Hallelujah. Only by understanding the word of God correctly will we know the truth.
只有正确的解读主的话语我们才能知道这个真理
and it is the truth that will set us free.
就得到这个真理才给我们带来真正的自由
To set your children free.
会让我们的孩子得自由
Amen.
Amen.
Honestly, that's how powerful the truth is.
真正的讲实话真的是神的话语多么的有能力
And so when we begin to understand Who is Jesus now to us?
如果我们对耶稣现在对我们的认现在耶稣做的事情有一个正确的认知的话
，What is he doing in your life, and what is he doing in the church?
那么神现主在我们的生命当中和在我们的教会当中所做的事情
，What he's doing in the world?
他在这个世界所做的工作
，Beyond sitting at the right hand interceding.
除了坐在神宝父神宝座的右手为我们代求以外
，Suddenly we become excited.
然后你如果有这样的一个 真理的认知的话你会觉得一切会变得让人兴奋
That God is busy
哇原来神很忙碌
So busy
如此的忙碌
That he's there all the time for you
知道神时时刻刻都与我们同在
Amen.
Amen
So Jesus rose from the dead
当耶稣死里复活的时候
About 7 miles outside Jerusalem two disciples were walking along the road called Emmaus.
在离耶路撒冷城几公里外的那个城镇叫以马忤斯这个小镇上有两位门徒。
And so we pick up the story in Luke chapter 24, verse 15 to 16.
那我们在路加福音24章再看看这个故事。
Here we're going to learn some fundamental truths about the risen Christ.
那我们这里借着这个故事来看看耶稣基督复活的一些真理。
Jesus is now risen.
耶稣这里已经死里复活了。
So the Bible says, while they were talking, discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
这里说正交谈议论的时候呢，耶稣亲自走近他们，和他们同行，可是他们的眼睛模糊了，没认出他。
So they were talking to each other.
这两个门徒呢，彼此在谈论。
Jesus approached them.
然后耶稣呢从旁靠近他们
they could not recognize it was Jesus.
但是他们却认不出就是主
So it's one thing we know that when Jesus rose from the dead he looks different
所以有一点我们可以明白的是当耶稣死里复活以后呢他的那个外貌会有所不同
Why did he look different?
为什么他会看上去不同呢
Is he one of those scientific science thrillers where he's a shapeshifter?He changed shape, changed his face.
是不是有些科学家说了他的面容形状都变了呢
You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes when we see the Hollywood, they change shape.
好像看了好莱坞的很多电影，就是人复活以后，他的那种形状都变了。
Has Jesus acquired a new set of skills that he can shift his shape?
是不是耶稣他死里复活得到一种新技能，可以变形的
？Somehow he looks different.
但是不管怎么样，他的样子跟以前看的不同
了。Every single time when we read, they couldn't recognize him.
每次我们看到说他们这里他的门徒都认不出主来。
So what happened then? What happened?
然后到底发生了什么呢
？Why did he look different?
为什么主会看上去不同呢
？It is a mystery to a lot of scholars.
对很多学者呢，都是一个好像一个谜。
But the one that is most scholars would accept is this.
但是很多学者他们接受了一种说法是
How many of you, when you become a Christian, you look different?
有大家当有没有这种经历哈？当我们信主以后，觉得好像你的外貌有发生改变。
My late mother, when she became a Christian, everybody say, "Wow, you look 10 years younger."
当我的母亲当时信主以后，很多人就说，哇啊，婆婆你看上去年轻了10岁。
How many of us after a holiday?People say, "Wow, you look rested. You look different."
有多少人你们去度假以后回来，很多朋友会说，哇，你看上去不同了呢。
How many of us were heard when we got married? After a while, people say, "Wow, you look different. You look older."
有多少人你结婚不久以后，结婚过一段时间，会有人说，哇，你怎么看上去更苍老了呢
？Why do we look different?
为什么我们会看上去不同
？When we are under stress, overwork, lack of sleep.Bad nutrition, we look different.
当我们可能工作焦虑、繁忙、有压力很大、缺少睡眠的时候，我们看上去很憔悴，那样子不同。
We end up with more wrinkles, everything.
可能有黑眼圈，也有很多的皱纹。
Because we're under stress.
因为我们在承受很大的压力。
Overworked.
然后呢，就工作也超。
Underpaid.
然后呢，待遇也不好。
Amen. When we go to work. we take a sword with us.
那我们去工作的时候，去职场的时候，我们带着一把利剑。
We fight from 9 to 5.
从早上九点到晚上下午五点。
And then when we come home,
然后晚上回到家。
We fight from 5 to 12.
然后接着下班就接着与我们的家人在斗争。
We fight all the time, and sooner or later you look 10 years older.
所以可能每天就处在一种很紧张交战的状态，所以很容易就显得很苍老了。
But after you go on holiday.
但是如果你去度假以后
or you become a Christian,
然后或者你信主以后
every night you have good sleep,
然后每天晚上你有好的睡眠
and then you begin to look 10 years younger,
然后你的整个精神面貌 也不同了。
So some scholars say it's because the risen Christ is no longer subjected to all that suffering and pain.
有些学者他们认为说当复活的主他不再承受那种所有的压力和愁
All the burdens he carried in his life.
所以在他之前生命当中所承受所有的重担。
When he's free from that, he looks different.
他现在把从这些所有重担当中得自由了，所以他的样子会看得更年轻。
Also, because his body is now different.
而且是他复活以后，他的身体也可能不同了。
It doesn't carry the pain and stress that we carry.
他不再承受人类所带来的那种伤痛和忧愁。
So we look forward to having a new glorified body like Christ.
所以我们真的很期盼我们跟主一样有一个得荣耀的
身体。 No more stress, no more pain, no more 麻烦。
没有压力，没有愁烦，没有压，没有没有麻烦。
No more glasses. No more glasses.
哦，不用戴眼镜，不用近
视。No more overweight.
没有超重了。
We will also look different.
我们也会看上去不同。
And people will also find it difficult to recognize us.
所以那个时候可能众人也认不出我们来了。
Amen. That's most likely to be the reason.
可能这是很多人所接受的一种
说法。But the Bible did say, Jesus didn't deliberately make himself recognizable.
耶稣没有故意让他们认出他来。
That's why, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Means God hasn't helped them to recognize him.
所以那个时候他们眼睛迷惑，所以神也没有帮助他们去认出他。
Because Jesus did that later.
因为耶稣在之后的时候呢，才向
他们显明。Okay, in verse 17, he said to them, "What is this conversation that you holding each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad.
耶稣对他们说：“你们一边走一边谈。”彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
So why did they look sad?
为什么他们看上去很难过呢？
See, because they invested 3 good years of their lives with Jesus.
因为这些门徒花了整整3年的时间跟耶稣同行。
They thought this is the Messiah that will restore Israel.
他们相信那就是要拯救、恢复以色列国的一个弥赛亚。
But what they witnessed in the last few days was their master being crucified.And being buried.
所以，但是在过去3天，他们所见证的是，他们所相信的这个弥赛亚被钉十字架，并且被埋葬。
So they're sad.
所以他们非常的难过。
Because they did not understand what the Bible actually said about Christ.
因为他们那个时候还没有真正明白在经上所记载的关于主的
预言。The Bible talks about the Christ suffering and dying, but it also talks about the Christ rising.
因为经上记载了耶稣的受难和埋葬死亡，但是同样也记载了耶稣的复活。
So they were full of unbelief.
所以当时他们头脑中很多的不信。
So this is why the disciple looked sad.
这是为什么当时那个门徒他们脸上看上去很忧愁。
Unbelief keeps us away from God.
我们的不信拦阻我们来接近神。
It makes God untrustworthy.
让我们觉得说神是不可靠的。
It makes the words of God untrustworthy.
也让神的话语对我们来说信不过。
Although we are believers,
虽然我们都是信徒，
most Christians are unbelieving believers.
但是很多基督徒是不相信神的信徒。
A lot of Christians are non-believing Christians.
很多基督徒是不相信神的基督徒。
We believe in Jesus, but we don't believe he would do anything at all.
我们可能口头上说我们相信耶稣，但是我们其实心里并不相信他能为我们做任何事情。
You see, look at the Christian church. We don't believe in most things.
其实我们看我们现在很多基督徒的教会，很多时候他们很多东西他们都不相信。
Amen? We don't believe in miracles.
我们不相信神迹。
We don't believe in the Holy Spirit.
也不相信圣灵的同在。
We don't believe in the speaking of tongues.
我们不相信讲方言。
We don't believe in hell.
我们也不相信地狱。
We don't believe Jesus actually died.
我们也不相信耶稣已经真的死了。
In other words, in the Bible school, more and more people are discovering more unbeliefs.
所以在神学院，他们好像讨论了更多的不信出来。
You understand, brothers and sisters, we got a choice. Do we believe in the word of God or do we study the word of God in order to unbelief?
很多时候我们有一个选择，我们是要来研读神的，相信神的话语呢，还是为了研究圣经，是为了引起我们的不信。
You will know who you are, but when you open the Bible, when you go, nah, that can't be true.
可能你打开你的圣经读的时候，你说你可以带着疑惑去读这个圣经。
If you ever are like that, you repent immediately.
如果你有这样的想法，那么一定要来悔改。
Holy Spirit, either I misinterpret, but help me to believe that.
跟神祷告说，圣灵啊，真的我不要来误解这个话语，来帮助我来相信。
Did Jesus really raise the dead?
是耶稣真的让死人复活吗
？Did Paul's handkerchief really heal the sick?
真的是保罗他的手帕都医治那些病人吗
？Are they really demons?
真的是有这个邪灵的存在吗
？That's another thing that people don't believe anymore. They don't believe in demons.
在另外一个事情，很多人他们不相信有鬼的存在，有邪灵。
They don't believe in the devil.
他们不相信有魔鬼。
So sometimes I say to Christians, "What do you actually believe?"
然后以致我会问他们，那你到底相信什么
？That's why I call them your unbelieving Christian.
那么其实所以为什么我跟他们起名叫不相信的基督徒
？What do you actually believe?
就是说到头，你好像很多都不相信。
Don't believe in this. Don't believe in that. Don't believe in anything.
就这个也不相信，那个也不相信，很多事情都不相信。
Amen. Do you see, brothers and sisters? Nearly everything that we believe, someone don't believe.
其实很遗憾的是，很多时候我们相信的很多东西，很多基督徒他们都不相信。
And so, we must believe what the Word of God says.
所以我们必须要相信圣经所讲的话。
Even if we don't understand it, we believe it by faith.
尽管可能在我们读的时候我们不能有完全的认明白但是我们靠信心要相信
Amen And as we mature as a Christian more understanding will be imparted to us
当我们更见周围基督徒越来成熟的时候那么圣灵会给我们有开启有认知
It is one thing to enter the kingdom of God It is another thing to possess its power and benefits
当我们进入神的国就是要来获取神的能力神国的能力
AmenOtherwise, we are all going to look sad when we are walking along life. You can spot the Christian from miles away. They're the one like this.
所以如果我们没有这个能力的话，那我们可能就是那种面带愁容的，来很沮丧的基督徒。
Amen. You can't believe. You know, we're supposed to be baptized in water, but a lot of Christians are baptized in lemon juice.
很多时候我们其实应该浸水里但是很多他们用
That's
很多时候他们就是 很愁苦的来洗
What happens when something is bitter?
但很多人就是 很愁苦的时候
So we are baptized in lemon juice
所以换言之好像用柠檬水在洗礼一样很痛苦
We should be full of joy because the Bible tells us so
我们应该带着喜乐来洗礼因为是圣经
教导我们这样做 Even when we go through a trial we will have hope
当我们在经历苦难的时候，我们应该有盼望。
Knowing matter of time, our God Savior will deliver us.
不管是我们遇到怎样的光景，相信我们的救主来拯救我们。
Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, we know Christ is with me.
不管我们经历怎样的处境，我们知道神与我们同在。
He's not just sitting up there; He's with me.
他不光只是坐在宝座前，他同样是与我们同在的。
Amen.
Amen.
So the second thing we learn from this is not only do we need to.The Christ looks different now, different from what you're thinking. But secondly, we must believe.
那我们在经文看到说，耶稣基督他自己复活以后，他的样貌会不同了。
Christ is risen. We may not be able to recognize our situation. We may not be able to recognize Him in our lives.
那么很多时候我们可能认不出我们的光景，我们认不出来神是与我们同在的。
But we've got to believe.
但是我们还是要凭信心相信。
Verse 25, and he said to him, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken.
二十五节，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们信的太迟钝了。”
Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into His glory?
基督不是必须要受这些苦难，然后进入他的荣耀吗？
Verse 27, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself.
于是他从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指自己的话，他都给他们做了解释。
Whenever you see the phrase Moses and all the prophets, it basically means Old Testament.
所以这里我们当他们说摩西和那些经上所先知讲的话，都是指旧约的。
That's how the Jewish people describe the Bible, Moses and the prophets and Psalms.
所以这也是犹太人他们所形容旧约的方式，讲摩西和先知们的书籍。
Amen.And so Jesus basically turns the Old Testament, go through the Old Testament, and say, it's all about Christ.
所以耶稣基督呢就借着拿出旧约来指他讲的话来跟他们解释。
So if you find yourself in a situation,
所以当我们遇到一种情况
where the face of Jesus has changed, you can't recognize him.
如果主他的面貌对你来说改变了，你认不出来他。
You can't recognize the risen Christ in your life.
我们在生命中看不认得这位复活的主。
And then you have a challenge in your life.
然后我们在生命当中也遇到这样的挑战。
Unbelief is knocking at your door.
你觉得好像你在受到这个不幸的一种危机。
What the Bible tells us to do is go through the Bible.
那么圣经教导我们是做什么呢？回到主的话语。
Because it will show you.
因为神会亲自向我们显示和解释。
Who is Christ?
亲自向我们显明谁是基督。
And when you begin to understand who is Christ, you will begin to know what He's actually doing in your life.
如果我们真的知道谁是基督的话，那我们就知道他在我们生命中所做的工作。
You will find the answers.
我们会找到问题的答案。
You will begin to recognize what God is doing.
你会开始，去认出神在你生命中所做的事情。
Remember what I said in the beginning. Your education, our upbringing, will never quite help us to understand what God is doing.
很多时候我们所说的教育，我们的成长的经历，并不能完全的帮助我们去正确的认知基督。
Especially when things are not going well in life.
特别是当我们生命中遇到一些难处的时候。
Unbelief creeps in your heart.
很多时候我们的心中有掺杂着很多的不幸。
But Jesus brought, he didn't just go and explain, he got a scroll of scriptures and began to explain to them.
基督不只是就是这样子向我们解释，他会拿出他的话语来给我们指明出来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So whenever you're stuck, whenever you're full of unbelief, sit down with the Bible.
所以每当我们觉得心中有很多不幸的时候，很纠结的时候，我们就拿着圣经坐下来研读。
It really works.
真的行得通。
It really does work.
真的行得通。
You know, sometimes I put the Bible there, or I switch my iPhone off. I put it there. Holy Spirit, you got to explain to me.
很多时候当我很纠结的时候，我就关上手机，然后把圣经拿出来祷告，说圣灵啊，你一定要向我解释。
He may not explain to you immediately, but over the course of the next few days, suddenly you don't realize you're reading the very answer that you need.
很多时候可能不会说即刻立刻有一种答案解释，但是在接下来几年当中，当你读神的话语的时候，你会发现圣灵会带领你。
Each time the Bible's actually telling meWhat the risen Christ is doing in my life.
所以在渐渐读神的话语的时候，圣灵会向我们显明这个复活的主在我们生命当中做了什么。
He is doing, He's with you.
那么第一件事他所做的就是与我们同在。
You don't have to know the Bible to know that.
你不需要来读圣经来知道这个真理。
He's with you.
他是与你同在的。
And secondly, He's giving you the authority to.Make your situation a footstool.
那么第二呢，神是赐给我们有权柄和能力，让我们的环境变成我们的脚凳。
Any situation we find ourselves in, we have the authority. We have the God will give us the wisdom to make that a footstool.
所以不管我们处在怎样的光景当中，神会给我们智慧和能力，让这个情况成为我们的脚凳。
That's why God is the Bible teach us our position should be not panic.But in a seated position.
所以当我们知道说我们坐下的时候，我们不要去慌张惊慌，我们要处在一种很稳的一种状态。
To know that somehow it will be okay.
让我们知道说一切都会安好。
know, every single time when something hit me suddenly, and I just, whoa, I didn't see that.
很多时候当我突然有一惊的时候, 就是好像自己没有这个看见。
And after a few minutes of panic and fear,
然后可能会经历几分钟的一种惊恐慌的状态,
which still is evidence that you're still human.
然后当你有这种反应是很正常的, 因为我们还是人。
And you're not religious.
然后我们就要说我们不是很宗教,
you fear for a few minutes.
可能你有处于惊慌恐惧的一种,
sometimes maybe a few hours.
可能有些人更长, 可能几个小时的时间。
But the thing you got to remind yourself is, relax.
但是当遇到这样的情况的时候, 你要提醒自己一定要放松。
Trust in the Lord.
一定要信靠主。
Somehow it will work out.
知道说一切都会得到解决。
Somehow he will find an impossibility way. An impossible, what's impossible to us is possible to him.
让我们知道对于我们来说不可能的事情, 在神皆有可能。
Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible tells you.
这是圣经所告诉我们的。
And the Holy Spirit will give you different scripture from all over the Bible telling you the same thing.
圣灵会借着圣经上的不同出处的圣经来告诉你同一个讯息。
And then you begin to see Christ, how close he is actually in your life.
所以你会真在这样经历当中，你会知道说神在你的生命中如此的亲密。
And he comes to you by the Holy Spirit.
然后他借着圣灵来与你同在。
Amen. The Holy Spirit and Christ are one.
我们叫圣灵跟基督是合一的。
Amen. And here in verse 30, he said, when he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them.
然后30节讲座，他坐下来和他们用餐的时候， 耶稣拿起饼来祝福了， 掰开递给他们。
The communion, the breaking of bread, it represents intimacy.
这里讲说圣餐， 我们在掰饼的时候， 代表与主的一个亲密。
So the fourth thing that happened is after Jesus explained the scripture to them to reveal, to bring faith into their lives, suddenly the fourth step is suddenly there was intimacy with Christ.
所以在, 主耶稣本拿出经文向他们显明了启示他们让他们知道主的时候 然后接下来主记得掰饼, 领圣餐来与他们亲密。
Breaking bread is represents intimacy with God.
那我们这个掰饼代表了与主的一个亲密。
You eat together.
我们与主同吃。
And what happened when you have intimacy with God?
当我们与主有这个亲密的时候会发生什么呢?
And that's what happens when you go through a trial, when you begin to, the Holy Spirit begin to explain the scripture to you, then you begin to understand the risen Christ. Faith begin to come into your heart through intimacy, through the word of God. And what happens?
所以在我们经历一些光景的时候, 当神借着他的经文跟我们有开启, 对这个复活的主有更深的认知的时候, 然后我们有与主进入一个亲密的状态。
What happens is your eyes open.
当我们的眼被打开的时候,
you become a believing believer.
那么你变成了一个相信的基督徒。
Because you can see now.
因为你现在你的眼睛可以看见。
You understand now.
你现在可以明白了。
Why this is happening?
你现在明白为什么你现在在这样有这样事情发生。
What God is doing.
你知道神正在做什么。
And you begin to see how God is defeating the enemy under your feet.
你看到神如何把你的仇敌击倒在地。
Verse 31, and their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
31节讲, 他们的眼睛开了, 这才认出他来, 耶稣却从他们眼前消失了。
Hallelujah. Not only does Christ look different, Christ behaved weird.
这里看到耶稣不光复活以后的耶稣了, 他的样貌不同了,
然后他做事的方法也很奇怪。 How many of you can say, in your life, God behaves strangely?
有多少人会觉得说, 在你的生命当中, 你所经历的这个主好像很奇怪。
After a great revelation, wow, Lord, and you began to worship him, boom, he's gone.
你说, 哇, 你好不容易见到这个复活的主, 哇, 你很满心喜乐, 敬拜他的时候, 然后突然从你眼前消失了。
As though he's rushing off to rescue someone else.
就让他赶着去下一个工作, 去拯救了。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's God, the risen Christ. You don't recognize him. Finally, you recognize him. Boom, he's gone until the next time.
所以这个复活的主, 你刚开始认不出来, 好不容易认出他来, 他很快又消失了。
Amen. Hallelujah. And so, then, this is what we call reflection. The two disciples, now that Jesus vanished, I wonder what that like. See you, boom, gone.
所以可能对这两个门徒来说，可能当时也是很诧异，突然在眼前这个人突然就消失了。
That must have been shocking.
可能他们当时的感觉很震惊。
Eating with him, see you.
对，刚刚才和耶稣一起掰饼。
He didn't walk out the door.
然后他并没有从那个门走出去。
Or at least walk through the wall.
或者说穿过墙出去，突然眨眼之间就消失了，不见了。
Vanish means vanish.
消失就是消失了，不见了，瞬间就不见了。
He can't embellish it. He can't explain it. Means he was there, and then he was gone.
这是不可解释，本身在你刚刚前一秒在你眼前，下一秒就消失不见了。
Wait for those moments, brothers and sisters.
那我们等待这样的时刻。
When you're praying.
可能当你在祷告的时候。
Sometimes you could feel a quick hand, lay hands. Oh yes, Lord. Boom, he's gone.
可能你在寻求主的时候，突然感觉好像神的手触摸你，然后很快就觉得消失了一样。
And so the disciples looked at each other and say, "It's what we call theological reflection."
那么就是神学的反应。
Yeah, in theology, it's called theological reflection.
就是一种，就是神学心理上的，就是他就觉得他们心理上有反应，反射。
What happened?
然后就是他们都已经出现一种很惊慌的状态，不知道到底发生什么事了。
See, we all need to spend some time just to reflect what happened to me these past few weeks.
可能我们需要时间来一起来反应一下，那么在过去几周所发生的事情。
Some of us have maybe been gone through a trial for a few years now, and finally it's over.
可能我们当中有人在过去几年都经历一些苦难，但是好像终于要结束了。
Just move on. Stop. Take some time off. Time out.
如果你准刚刚要从这苦难当中出来的时候，那么也不要马上进行下一步，停下来花点时间回顾之前。Sit
there and reflect. Think about it. What has just happened?
坐下来花点时间来回顾之前所发生的事情，到底发生了什么？
Go and find somebody godly and reflect with them.
或者你会找一些比较属灵的一些长辈，跟他们一起回顾。
What has just happened?
就是我刚刚经历了什么，刚刚发生了什么。
Because that is a very important thing to do as a Christian, because there you will learn lessons for the future.
因为对于基督徒来说，这是一个很重要的功课，因为在我们回顾的时候，也是让我们学习功课的时候。
Because if you don't learn your lesson, there's another one coming exactly the same.
如果你这次不学好这个功课，那么很快下一个同样的功课也会再来的。
So verse 32, here's their reflection. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?"
所以32节就是他们自我的一个反省，他们说，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心在我们里面岂不是火热的吗？
See, suddenly they realized all the time when we were walking along the road with him, our hearts were on fire.
所以他们这个时候在主突然消失以后，他们在回想说，他们当时跟主同行的时候，心里是蛮有火热的。
Now that's not normal.
这个是很不寻常的。
Is it?
不是吗？
Have you got heartburn?
是不是突然心灼热？
No, that's not what it means.
并不是这里说这个火热的意思。
It means the heart is burning.
就心火热。
So how was it burning when Christ was speaking to them?
是当主向他们讲解这个经文的时候，他们的心是满心火热的。
When else did it burn? When else? What other time did their hearts burn?
还有什么时候他们就竟然经历呢？
When Jesus went through the scriptures with them.
是主在打开那个经文给他们讲解的时候。
Let me ask you, have your heart burned before?
你的心曾经有这样火热的时候吗？
When you were praying.
或者当你祷告的时候。
When you were worshiping.
当你敬拜神的时候。
Amen. When you were hearing a message.
或者你听到一个神道的时候。
What do you think is happening to you?
那你当你有这个心活着的时候，到底你发生了什么呢？
How many of you last week felt burning in your heart?
有多少人你上周的时候，你有这个火热的感觉呢？
Because this is from Scripture, friends.
这是经上所说的。
It means Jesus was touching you.
这说明说主耶稣在触摸你。
Whenever Jesus talks to us.
每当主对我们说话的时候
Even though we're not hearing it through the ears,
尽管我们很多时候不是靠着我们的耳肉体肉身的耳朵听到
But our hearts are burning with fire,
但是我们觉得我们心里面好像被火燃烧一样
being filled with faith,
我们充满了信心的时候
That's how you know I've heard the voice of God.
这就是一个验证告诉我们我们听到了主的话语
Amen. Hallelujah. Secondly,How many of you, when you read the scriptures this morning or last week, was that at any time when you read a scripture, it burned inside you?
有多少人你可能在这周或上周你读圣经的时候，那么读到那个经文会让你心里有这个火热的感受。
If you have, Jesus was speaking to you.
如果你有这样的经历，那么一定你要知道是主在对你说话了。
So today.Hopefully you learn at least one experience that you can all have is that whenever the Lord speaks to you, one of the signs, one of the things that the Bible talks about, he burns in you.
所以今天我们每个人所以可以学到的一个经历就是每当我们在读神的话语的时候知道主在对我们说话的时候我们的心会有这种火热的感受。
Amen.Have you ever received phone calls and your heart turns cold? And it's the voice of someone that you don't want to hear.
然后有没有试过当你接了一通电话你的心突然一凉然后就是因为是你不想听到的人打电话给你。
Naturally, it happens. That's why people got ringtones. It means, oh, it's the wife calling.
就是可能就有些东西会让给我们知道生理上一些反应让你觉得很不舒服
哇
然后可能有些你的铃声好像很怪异的
Oh, it's the husband
或者是你的老公你的太太打电话了
It sends chills in your heart
然后心里面一凉嗖嗖的
You see, in that the natural, that happens
可是在自然的话我们有这种生理的反应
So what the Bible is saying when Jesus speaks to you although you don't hear an audible voiceBut you feel the burning inside you.
所以很多时候当主对我们说尽管我们肉身的耳朵听不到但是我们心里这个火热的感受就告诉我们是主在对我们说话。
When that happens,
当这样的时候发生的时候
you rejoice.
然后我们有大大的喜乐。
He's putting faith in you.
他是把信心放在你的里面。
That's how I know many times when I pray, when I read the Bible, God is imparting faith into me.
因为我知道当很多时候我读圣经的时候神我有这样的经历然后我知道神是把信心放在我的里面
Because God is speaking words of life into me
神把这个生命的话语来释放到我里面
And as my heart receives it burns in me
然后当我们领受这个生命的话语的时候里面会我们的心会有这种火热的感受
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Okay this comes from scripture I haven't made it up right
好这是圣经讲的不是我自己编造的好
So this is the truth.
所以这也是真理，真实的感受。
Okay, now let's go to Revelations chapter 1, verse 13.
让我们看看启示录的一章十三节。
Is that, yeah, that's correct. John went to heaven.
这时候老约翰呢被提到天。
And he saw something very peculiar.
然后他会看到一些很壮观的景象。
See, the other question that we need to ask ourselves is, the risen Christ, we can't recognize him now. He behaves quite strange. But what does he actually look like now?
所以当我们知道说复活的基督他的容貌也变了然后他的行事方式也不同了
see,
那么到底他是怎么样
的 To many people, Jesus is still a Middle Eastern guy with brown hair,beard and wearing sandals.
可能在很多人心目中耶稣的形象呢就是好像中东人的样式有长卷的头发留着胡须穿着拖鞋。
When I ask you, in your mind, what does Jesus look like?
如果我今天问你这个问题，在你的心目中，耶稣是什么样一个形象的话
？I notice whenever you see paintings on the walls of churches and you go to galleries, it's all depicting a Middle Eastern man or a fake Middle Eastern man with a beard and a pair of sandals.
所以很多时候，我们可能去在教堂里面看到或者画廊里面关于耶稣的一些描像的时候，他们都是那种中东人的样子。
It reminds me of a story about how when I first led some brothers and a brother to Christian when I was in the university.
让我想起一个故事，就是当时我还在大学的时候，我带领一个人信主。
He said to me after about a year, "You know, I used to really admire you, Joshua."
然后当时他一年之后，他对我说，他说，Joshua, 我很羡慕你。
I said, "Why?"
为什么你很羡慕我呢？
Because you were, I thought you were so Christ-like.
我觉得你很好像基督的样式。
I said, "Whoa." Me like Jesus? He said, yes.
他说你开玩笑吗？我像耶稣基督。
Yeah, he used to really encourage me when I realized you were very Christ-like.
因为我说你虽然说我有耶稣的样式，让我很受鼓舞。
But not anymore.
但现在不再有这种。
I don't respect you anymore.
现在我没有这种尊敬
了。I realize now you are not Christ-like.
因为我现在知道你原来你不是像基督的样子。
So I said to him, explain to me.
我就为什么你会这种想法呢？跟我解释一下。
I'm about to punch you.
因为你这样说我很生气。
And then he said, "You see, I always thought Jesus was really skinny."
因为那个基督徒说，他说我一直认为耶稣很瘦。
Because I see it all in the painting, he's really skinny.
因为在很多的那画像当中，对耶稣的那个描述都是很瘦的。
My friends in Cantonese say, 排骨仔。
他就好像就都是满身排骨。
And so when I looked at you, 你都是排骨仔。
他说我看你的话，你的样子也很消瘦。
So he said, "That's why I thought you were Christ-like."
所以他说，所以我觉得你有基督的那个样式。
But then later on, I realized Jesus had muscles. He was a builder.
然后他说，我之后觉得说啊，耶稣有原来是有肌肉的。
And you are not.
他说，然后我再反观你，你没有肌肉。
So、I said to your brother, "Thank you very much."
他说，哇，谢谢你这样说。
You see, we all have strange image of who Jesus is. So to that brother, he was a skinny man. Then later on, he became a strong man.
所以可能我们每个人对耶稣他的那种形象哈认知都有不同。
You see, Jesus might have ginger hair one day and then brown hair another day.
有些人对他是那种金黄色头发，有些时候认为耶稣是有棕色头发。
In other words, we are confused. What does the risen Christ look like?
我们对这个复活的主的形象呢是有混淆的。
There is actually a description of what the risen Christ actually look like.
但是在圣经当中对这个复活的主的形象有一个很详细的描述。
See, when he met the two disciples, he kind of looked like a human, but they couldn't recognize him, but then he behaved strangely by vanishing.
所以当在那个以斯玛他遇见那个两个门徒的时候，主的样式跟人的样子有所不同，他们认不出来，然后他突然消失，他的样子那个
But then, John saw a risen Christ that looks nothing like the ones that they saw near Jerusalem, those two disciples.
所以这里在启示录里面描述的约翰所见到这个人子的形象跟他们刚刚两个门徒看到这个主的样式完全不同。
Is it the same person?
是同一个人吗？
Look at the description. All right?He said, and in the midst of the lampstand, one like a son of man, like the son of man, clothed with a long robe with a golden sash around his chest.
这里说在灯台中间有一位好像人子的身穿垂到脚的长袍腰间束着金带。
The hairs on his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like flames of fire.
他的头与发都洁白，如白羊毛，如雪。他的眼睛好像火焰。
His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters.
双脚好像在炉中锻炼得发亮的铜，声音就好像重水的声音。
John was the one that was closest to Jesus.
约翰是最接近主的那一位。
And yet, he could not recognize him.
然后他自己也认不出主来。
Because Jesus looks completely different. And he looked completely different from the one that was walking along the road with the two disciples.
然后这里耶稣形象跟他在以马忤斯的时候所向门徒显现的形象又完全不同。
Not only God behaves strangely, he looks strange.
不光他做事的方法不同，他的样貌也完全不同。
This guy looks like he's come out of a furnace.
这个就好像从火炉当中出来的一个人一样。
He didn't have ginger hair or brown hair. He had white hair.
他没有棕色或者金黄色的头发，他是雪白的头发。
And his eyes were full of flames.
然后他的眼也带火焰。
An awesome, awesome picture.
非常非常可畏的一种基督的样形象。
And that is the picture of the risen Christ.
这才是。我们应该知道的一个复活的主的形象。
And whenever the devil is trying to scare you, that is the picture of Jesus that you must know.
当每次仇敌尝试要来恐吓我们的时候，这就是我们头脑当中应该有的基督的形象。
A person just by looking at his eye are like flames.
他的眼中带着火焰。
It's about to consume you.
然后要尝试吞吃你一样。
What an awesome!Awesome picture of Jesus.
这是多么多么让人可畏的一个。
So what happened? Why is he different?
为什么主这个时候复活的形象会完全不同
？What happened between the road and in heaven? Now, what happened in between?
这跟主在以马忤斯的时候和在天堂这个时候的形象为什么不同呢
？Did Jesus go into some secret room, makeup room in heaven and got a new makeup?
难道主耶稣进行了一种大变身吗
No, what happened is that when Christ went to heaven,
是当基督他去到天堂的时候
in that form that they saw him on the cloud going up,
当他被接到云彩当中要提到天的
时候 the one that looked like human,
他当时被提上去的时候是好人的样式被提升
that the disciple barely could recognize,
那个时候那些门徒也几乎认
不出来 the one who ate the fish and the bread at the Sea of Galilee with the disciples,
但是当那些门徒在加利利海与耶稣同吃饼吃
饼的时候 The one with the nail-pierced hands
当时主向他们显现他被钉的
Is the one that went up into heaven
同样一位主也是被提到天的那位
But somehow something in heaven something happened that he ended up looking like this
但是他去到天堂以后发生一些事情让他现在的形象完全不同
What you see is what a Philippian said he wasExalted.
在腓立比书说耶稣被高举。
And then that his name above all name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord.
所以在腓立比书这里讲到他被高举，提到至高，然后是超乎万民之名，万膝跪拜，万口要承认他是主。
It's a Christ that has been exalted.
我们这里所见的这个主的形象是被高举，高举到至高的神。
Exalted by God.
他是被父神所高举的主。
As he was exalted, everything about him began to shine. The glory of the risen Christ. The glory of who God is. The glory of who Christ is.
当基督被高举的时候，所有父神的荣耀，父神他的复活的基督的形象就彰显出来。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, the picture of Jesus that in your mind must be the one who is exalted.
所以在我们心目当中，基督的形象必须是这被高举的基督的样式形象。
We thank God for the one on the cross who died for us.And we must never forget, because the communion will never let us forget that.
我们感恩神赐下基督来为我们钉十字架，在十字架为我们所做的一切，借着圣餐掰饼和喝他的领他的杯，然后我们纪念这一切。
But at the same time, we must acknowledge in our lives that He is exalted.
但是在我们的生命当中，我们一定要去认知这件事情，就是基督已经被高举。
And that in our mind, when we see Jesus, He is the shining one.
所以当我们见到主的时候我们见到是那位发光的神
Full of glory
充满了荣耀
Glowing with fire
是充被火焰包裹的
His skin, his body is like coming out of a furnace
他的身体就好像从火炉当中出来的
When he opens his mouth there is power in his words
当他开声的时候他的话语当中有能力如重水的声音
Because we need to compare the exalted Christ with all other creation
因为我们要把这个被高举的主和其他所有的受造之物来相比，
including the devil，
包括魔鬼，
including your circumstances，
也包括我们的光景，
your enemies，
我们的仇敌。
When you compare your problems, your enemies, the devil against the risen Christ, there is no comparison。
当我们把我们所处的一切的光景，我们的环境，甚至魔鬼跟我们这个至高被高举的神相比的时候，是绝对无法并论的，
不能
相提并论的。
Can you imagine? We come up with God, Lord, I've got this problem that is impossible to move. It is a mountain before me.
如果你来到神面前，你跟神哀求说，主啊，我遇到这个光情况是不可能的，不可能被解决的一个大山压住我。
And as soon as he opens his mouthSuddenly, you have faith.
但是当他一开口的时候，哇，你突然就有信心。
Then you realize how awesome he is.
你会意识到你我们所相信这位神是多么奇妙可畏的。
This incredible picture of Jesus is your Lord and Savior, your brother, our God.
所以在我们眼前所看到的这个主的这个被高举的基督的形象，是我们的主，是我们的神，是我们的长兄。
We must always look at our circumstances in that perspective.
我们必须带着这样的形象来看待我们所处的光景。
That there is nothing impossible.
对神来说，没有任何不能成的事。
That he cannot do for you.
没有任何他不能为你做的事。
And that we must humble ourselves.
所以让我们必须要自卑我们自己来到神面
前。Whenever we speak of who he is,
每当我们真的 来形容他是谁的时候，
None of us can compare with him.
没无人能与他相比。
None of us can take glory away from him.
没有任何人可以来分享神的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all bow our heads and we pray.
让我们来低下头来做一个祷告。
Lord, you are exalted.
主，你是被高举的神。
You are risen.
你是复活的神。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
That today, Lord, that we are dealing with an awesome being.
主，我们今天所面对的是一个奇妙可畏的神。
Whose eyes have fire.
主，你的眼中充满了火焰。
Whose body is glowing.
你的身体都发亮，充满了荣耀。
A man who's full of glory.
主，你是那充满荣耀的神。
Who is God.
你是神。
And he sounds like the water of
the oceans. 你的声音发出好像重水的声音。
Speak to us, Lord.
主，今天对我们说话。
That our hearts may burn.
以致让我们的心会火热。
Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burning me.
哦，主啊，真的让我们里面发热，来燃烧我们。
Let the word of God burn in me.
主圣灵，让主的话语在我们里面燃烧。
Speak into my heart.
主啊，今天对我们的心说话。
Let my heart burn with the word of God.
让我们的心为主的话语而火热。
Let me know that the risen Savior is speaking to me.
让我知道这个复活的主、被高举的主在对我说话。
That I'm encountering Him.
以让我来与你相遇，主。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
I just pray that every one of us, O God, will honor you.
我们祷告，我们这里的每一个人都来尊荣你。
In who you are.
为着你的本相来尊荣你。
That we are believing believers.
我们是相信的基督徒。
We believe you have risen from the dead.
我们相信你已经从死里复活。
And that you are exalted at the right hand of the Father.
你已经被高举坐在父宝座的右手。
And that you are with us.
And 今天你是与我们同在的。
Lord, help us to possess the power of God that you've given us.
主，让我们 来得到主你所赐给我们的能力。
The abundant life that you have offered us.
主，你所赐给我们那个丰盛的生命。
I just pray right now supernaturally, O God, that you give us a vision of who you really are.
主，我们真的是祷告，今天超自然，那你的赐给我们这样一个意象，关乎主你自己。
And we can say to our enemies, "Be gone in Jesus' name."
让我们可以带着信心来对我们的仇敌说，奉耶稣的名离开。
And in Jesus' name, I command you to leave.To leave my children alone.
奉耶稣基督的名，命令仇敌要离开我们的儿女。
Get out of my house.
来离开我们的家中。
Get out of my children.
离开我们的儿女。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we can say this because Christ has given us His power.
主，我们今天可以这样讲，是因为我们知道基督已赐给我们能力。
He has given us His authority.
你赐给我们这样的权柄。
So Lord, help us.
主啊，求你来帮助我们
to deliver our families,
来拯救我们的家人
deliver our friends,
拯救我们的朋友
and deliver the people of this nation.
主啊，来拯救这个国度的每一个人
Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's all worship the Lord Jesus and exalt Him before we finish.
让我们一起来敬拜这位被高举的
神。Hallelujah. If you're as excited as like I am feeling, I want to worship Him.
好，我们来敬拜他。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's exalt Jesus.
因为他配得主，因为你配得主。
the treasure in heaven. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Let's sing that once again. Father, let every family here that we all encounter the risen Christ, that His presence will come for us. His presence will reassure us that He is faithful, that He will make our enemies our footstool. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I ask you to give us faith. Stir up that faith in us. Help us to really hold on to your word. And believe in what you say. Lord, I pray for every child. Every parent who will attend this Saturday's course, that not only will they receive knowledge, but they will receive the power of God. I just pray that every parent not only are blessed by knowledge, but also be blessed by the Spirit that is in that knowledge. So there is power to set our children free. Oh Lord, we need you for our children. We need you to set them free from all the chains that the world has given them, from all the chains that the enemy has bound them. But Lord, we take authority, and in Jesus' name we break those chains in the authority and power of the risen Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. The one who's seated on the throne, the exalted Christ, the one that everyone calls the Lord. The one that everyone has to bow their knee to. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. We exalt Him.
We exalt Him.
我们高举你主 Hallelujah.
He is my God.
你是我的主
He is our God.
你是我们的主
And we're so proud to have Him as our God.
主啊，我们是何等的荣幸，来你做我们的主
That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
奉耶稣的名，万膝要跪拜，万口要承认。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. You need prayer, come forward. Today's Amen. Service is over. We'll see you next week.
好，我们今天的聚会到此结束。神祝福大家。如果大家